was in very high spirits, and at that moment, that was all that mattered. Earlier that afternoon, Aidan had picked up Drew by the flight buses at the Stockholm city terminal. They had taken the subway to Östermalmstorg together and walked the short distance to Tudor Arms. On Grevgatan, being true Englishmen, they appreciated the genuine pub atmosphere and the bartender's banter as they were each served a pint of pale ale. They had managed to find a quiet corner in the establishment where they could talk freely and undisturbed. Drew had been dumped again, and it was Aidan's job to console him. His boyfriend had turned out to be a real pig. It was not like Drew had expected anything else, but being left in favour of some pathetic B-list celebrity, as he described it, had hit a sore spot. He had never been much for long-lasting relationships anyway. It had been a matter of wounded pride rather than a broken heart. Fortunately, the healing process was quick. After a vegetarian garden burger and a couple of Kilkennys, all had been forgiven, if not forgotten, and Drew was back in his usual good mood. When Drew had phoned Aidan a few days earlier to ask if he could come down from London for a heart-to-heart, Aidan had already anticipated a long night and made sure to cancel any early appointments for the next day. Drew had a light-hearted and carefree personality by nature and was not one to hold on to grudges and failures. It was very rare for him to come across a hardship that couldn't be cured by a good party or a night on the town. So when the waiter had taken their empty plates and Drew was chatting away over their third beer, Aidan tried to remind himself as to which of Stockholm's gay clubs he liked the most. Less than an hour later, he found himself in the lounge at Club Nipe, watching Drew let it rip on the house dance floor. Even though it made Aidan happy to see his friend shine once more, he was aware that for himself, the boring part of the night had just begun. He had always been self-conscious about dancing, and it did not seem likely that he would find anyone who would be up for spending the evening making conversation with him. Most people probably did not visit Club Nipe to find another straight friend, he thought, and it would be wrong to raise any false expectations. Not that he thought of himself as very attractive, but still. So he prepared himself to spend the rest of the night sitting by himself trying to look busy and not too alone and pathetic. After finishing his beer, rather than taking a seat next to Aidan, Drew sauntered off to the bar, and after a little while reappeared with two new beers. He was already too drunk to remember that Aidan had switched over to wine. It didn't matter. Aidan smiled approvingly and nodded when Drew greedily drank half of his beer in one go and asked if it was okay for him to return to the dance floor. After spending countless nights out with Drew in Stockholm, London and Manchester, Aidan rated this club among the better ones, but he did miss the company and conversations with his friend from earlier in the evening. Drew was an old and dear friend, but they didn't have the opportunity to see each other as often as Aidan would like. They had a lot to talk about when they did, but right now, Drew was preoccupied. Suddenly, something in the bar caught Aidan's attention. A woman, roughly his own age, lashed out at one of the bartenders. She held her phone and waved it in the air like she was eager to show him something on it. The bartender didn't show any sign of interest and made a dismissive gesture with his free hand and rolled his eyes as he walked past her, carrying a tray full of drinks. Aidan looked at the woman. The intensity she had displayed during the conversation with the bartender soon faded, and she just stood there. He thought the woman looked lost and vulnerable. Her eyes swept over the crowd as if she was looking for someone, and at one point their eyes met. Aidan waved at her. At first she looked all around to see if the wave was meant for someone else, but when she realized that it wasn't, she took a few hesitant steps towards him with a surprised look on her face. "Hi there, are you okay? Can I help you with anything?" Aidan tried his best to appear as sober as possible. He was both eager to have someone to talk to and genuinely curious about what she was doing. "Well," she hesitated, "I'm not sure. Maybe." He saw a glimmer of hope in her pretty eyes.